Public and private sector wildlife experts are trying to set up the first migrating flock of whooping cranes in the eastern U.S. The plan is to have the birds learn their migration route this October by following ultralight aircraft from Wisconsin to Florida. 10 two-month-old whooping crane chicks have just finished the first step of the experiment at a federal wildlife center in Maryland. Joan Guilfoyle of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the chicks went to school on the ground.
Right from the coming out of the egg, they were being exposed to the sounds of ultralight engines and being able to see people in costume disguised as adult whooping cranes. So they would begin to associate their care and feeding and protection with those two things.
Now the crane chicks have been brought by private plane to Wisconsin, where ultralight pilots wearing crane costumes will give the birds flying lessons. Now, many of the same people worked on a test migration with smaller but more plentiful sandhill cranes last year. Guilfoyle says there are some behavioral differences between sandhills and whoopers.
One of them is that sandhill cranes tend to congregate in groups much more than whooping cranes do. So we will learn from this flock of whooping cranes kind of the right number of birds to have in individual flocks. And it may be all 10 of them together. They may end up having them in two groups.
A century ago, it's believed about 1,000 whooping cranes roamed parts of North America. Today, the species is endangered. The only existing migrating flock of whoopers numbers about 175. That flock spends its summers in Canada before heading to Texas for the winter. If the human-assisted migration in Wisconsin is successful this fall, scientists hope to continue the reintroduction, and they say they could have as many as 25 breeding pairs of whooping cranes living in the Wisconsin to Florida flock within the next 10 years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.